Hi, I'm Mike Palin.
And I'm Mary Palin.
And we'd like to welcome you to our podcast, which we call
Mondays with Mike and Mary.
You know, all weekend long, Mary and I think about our most recent R-Squared coaching sessions and select just for you some highlights.
Yeah, either a parade of techniques or an ask the experts that we think is going to help you in your business.
And these come from the smartest,
most generous,
and the best trained agents in North America. Just remember, because what happens on R-Squared stays on R-Squared. It's confidential.
So we don't use names.
Now, if you'd like to find out how R-Squared coaching could help you in your business, go to floydwickman.com and you'll find
the most affordable and the most effective coaching program on the planet. And now, here's
Mondays with Mike and Mary.
All right, well, parade of techniques. So if you were at Business Breakthrough, you heard our keynote speaker, Kyle Draper, talk about using video in your social media. And he encouraged us to build a database, a YouTube channel with a folder that's not public that we put generic messages onto. In other words, it doesn't say, Scott and Amy, I'm going to tell you all about earnest money. It says, let me tell you about earnest money. And then the video is as long as you want to make it or as short as you want to make it, but you keep it in that folder until you are ready to send it. Now you've got a buyer, so you text them, Scott and Amy, I'm sending you a video about earnest money so you know what to expect tomorrow when we meet. Then you attach that quote-unquote generic video. Well, we made a list of all the videos you need, and we have a student that is doing daily posting of videos based on Kyle Draper's advice. He has built his YouTube page. He's got a folder ready, and his goal is that by the end of first quarter, he has 98 videos made on various topics.
Wow.
Yeah, that's his goal. So I just think that's pretty cool. So my message to you today as I do this parade of techniques, share this with you all out there in listening land, is what's on your list to accomplish by the end of first quarter? What are you doing to systematize? Is that a word? Systemize.
There you go.
Systemize your social media and or video campaign. And could this be the right time to start?
I think it's systematicalize.
Okay.
I think those are called evergreen videos.
Yes, they are.
Because you can use them generically, as you said.
Forever, yeah. Right.
Like a one prior to a listing appointment.
Right, of course.
Those are great. So I attended, this is not me speaking, this is the person.
Oh, thanks for mentioning that.
I attended a Chamber of Commerce meeting. And they had invited a cybersecurity expert.
Cool.
And here's what I learned. 9 out of 10 people have no protection on their phones. Now,
okay.
I know that Verizon does a daily virus sweep on all the phones.
And well, and we have facial recognition. Yeah, but okay.
But he's talking about specific protection on the phone because we're doing so much more on our phones.
Yeah,
now.
Banking.
Yeah.
Password chains, you bet.
So whatever it is you got to do to protect your phone, do that. So here's his parade of techniques. The first thing he's going to do is get a tin foil credit card
hat?
Protector.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a hat.
No, it comes with a hat. A tin foil credit card protector. So your information can't be hacked off your card when you're carrying it around, which it can be if it isn't protected, apparently. But I like this. Invite the cybersecurity expert to a client appreciation event.
Ooh, cool. What a service to provide.
Yeah. Or do this. Do a webinar with that client, that cybersecurity expert that's, quote, evergreen. You can use it in lots of ways, but cybersecurity becoming more and more necessary. Not just identity theft, but all kinds of things can be stolen from you. So protect your phone.
What a lovely service to provide to our clients.
Yeah.
And prospects, for that matter. Maybe that would secure you a client from your prospect pool.
I have a question.
Only one.
Did you have an Ask the Experts this week to report?
Yes, I do. I do. All right. So here's the question. I'm planning my marketing for 2024. I was at Business Breakthrough and I got a calendar. By the way, this is not me talking now. I got a 2024 year at a glance calendar.
Sounds like you.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking, okay, mail call C. I have never done a good job of C. Now, that's not really true because this person over the last 2 years has taken her 20 platinums and invited each of them to dinner at her house.
So, that's good C.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a really good C of your platinums. But now she's thinking, well, I should do like a client party. So what should I do? So I have a laundry list of 942 items. Here I go. I'm going to rattle them all off. Do a movie and let everyone get an invitation in your whole database. Do a party. Maybe it's an open house from 6 to 8 p.m. at your house. Maybe it's at your office. Maybe it's at a really cool venue. Do a hike. You could hike. You could do a pumpkin patch. You could do a holiday social. You could have Santa. You could do a 5 to 7 p.m. Santa and cupcake decorating, Christmas cookie decorating. Do an Easter egg hunt.
Dress up as an elf.
Do a rock wall. You could have face painting for the kids. You could do one of those, what are they called, where you, at a park where there's a little covered, a pavilion. Rent a pavilion in your community and do gunny sack races and pin the tail on the donkey and hot dogs and burgers. Get your mortgage guy coming.
You must have young, agile, athletic clients.
Well, I don't know. Focus on
a
the women.
Rock wall?
Do manicures. Do an art class. Maybe everybody could make something like a door wreath or something. Do line dance lessons. Okay. That's my laundry list. So bottom line though, find something you think would be fun. Find something that you can invite people to do that you would enjoy doing. So get a bang for your buck where you have a blast. And remember, it's not about 100% of the people I invited came. It's about creating an experience, whether they come or not.
Beautiful. Well, I haven't asked the experts as well.
Well, I hope so.
Yes. It seems that in this person's market, she's come across surviving spouses who have big old houses and they don't know what to do with them.
Oh.
So how do I approach a surviving spouse with real estate without coming across like an ambulance chaser? So her number one goal is to get estate listings. Or surviving spouse listings.
Love it.
Her biggest challenge is, how do I approach them?
Love it.
And so.
What a niche.
A mail drip campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Generic mail drip, not specific to them. So it doesn't look like you're targeting them. Do a very soft approach. Use ChatGPT to develop that approach. Handwritten cards, and then this came about. Print on the outside of a handwritten card. People don't care what you know until they know that you care. And then inside, you can say, I care because I've been where you are. And I specialize in real estate counseling and advice for surviving spouses.
Wow.
When you're ready, let's have a conversation.
Oh, wow.
And then follow up. And then there was this advice. I think I should start proactively looking through my book of business for who's at toward the end of their life and start preparing them that I can give real estate counseling and advice if one of you becomes a surviving spouse. So be a little proactive and build those relationships so you're not approaching strangers. You're approaching the people in your book of business with a service for them.
You know, I had a similar Ask the Experts yesterday. And it was about a luxury condo and marketing this over $1 million condo, which in that market is somewhat unusual. And I was thinking that the perfect buyer for that luxury condo is someone who's got a luxury home and it's too big. You know, it's 8,000 right. square feet and 6 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. And they're almost like marrying those two thoughts. Where is that surviving spouse going to go? And what if you marketed your luxury condo to those kinds of people? I don't know. It just kind of occurred to me that's similar vein.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's an underlying principle here. And that's why Floyd taught us 200 people in your book of business. Because it's an anthropological thing. You know, when a community reaches the number 200, when it grows beyond that number, it has a tendency to split into two. Because you can't maintain close personal relationships with much more than 200 people.
Right.
And I think there's even a Dunbar number of 150. But 200 is where you get bulk rate on postage, and that's tongue-in-cheek why we came up with 200. But here's the principle underneath it. The more you know about what's going on in the lives of the people in your book of business, the more you can be proactive with your approaches to them.
Oh, that's so true. That's kind of profound there, Mr. Palin.
What do you know? Every once in a while, blind hog gets an acorn.
Oh, stop. Hey, go have a great week and think listings. Have some conversations. Attend holiday parties. Be present in your community.